Facebook's role in American politics has been under scrutiny for years. In particular, critics worry that the social giant's powerful algorithms, which recommend content to keep you engaged, that they are exacerbating polarization and partisanship. A new set of studies focusing on Facebook during the 2020 election, it's out today, and takes on some of those questions. What they found is complicated. And Pierre Shannon Bond is here to tell us more. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Mary Louise.
There is a whole lot of research about social media and politics already out there. What sets these studies apart?
This is a rare collaboration between Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, and 17 outside researchers who worked really closely with Meta to access Facebook and Instagram user data for months before and after the 2020 election. You know, this data is typically pretty closely guarded by the company. And Meta did not have control over what they published. It's been a long road for these studies to see the light of day. But, you know, the authors say this kind of research is really necessary if we're going to more fully understand these impacts of social media.
Okay. And so what are we understanding? What did we learn that's new about Facebook and politics?
Well, as you said, there's been a lot of focus on algorithms, right, as the cause of polarization and other social problems. But the researchers conducted experiments altering algorithms on Facebook for thousands of users. And they found those alterations did not affect their political beliefs. It didn't reduce polarization. Now, Meta says this supports what it's been saying for a long time, that social media is not to blame for our polarized culture. And to be sure, there are a lot of factors behind growing political divides. But the authors of this research say, you know, these were changes. They were made for 3 months during a very contentious election. It could just be you can't change people's beliefs that quickly, especially when we've all been using social media for so long. And they did also find in these studies that Facebook algorithms have a lot of influence over what people see and how they behave on Facebook.
How so? What kind of influence?
Well, the researchers tested some ideas that critics and policymakers have proposed to mitigate some of the risks they see from social media, including getting rid of the algorithm altogether, right, and showing people a chronological feed of posts. When they did that, they found that users saw more ideologically mixed posts, but they also saw more untrustworthy content. They saw more politics, and they posted less about politics, and they used Facebook less. And I think that gives a sense of just how influential these recommendations from the algorithms can be. The researchers also found the algorithm helps funnel conservatives and liberals into largely separate ideological bubbles on the platform. So they looked at data from 208 million Facebook users in the U.S., and they found very little overlap between the political news conservatives see and interact with and that which liberals see and interact with, a gap even bigger than we see in other media. They also found there's just a lot more news on Facebook that appeals to conservatives, and most of the news rated false by outside fact checkers is seen by conservatives.
Take a step back with me. Social media has gotten so much blame for the political divisions in society today. These new studies, how might they inform the debate about that?
Right. I mean, there is this focus, especially recently, on regulating algorithms. But what these studies suggest is there just isn't a silver bullet to unwinding whatever role social media does play in driving polarization. Mm-hmm. What these studies do show is the algorithm has lots of power to influence what we see and how we post. And we need to understand that to have a more informed debate about the role of social media. There is a lot more research to come from this project, so I'd say this is really just a starting point.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.